Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Monday, 17th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open flat today as the GIFT Nifty indicates a muted start for the broader index after opening the session at 19,639. On 14th of July, the Sensex was up 502 points at 66,060 points and the Nifty was up 150 points at 19,564. The pivot point calculator suggests that the Nifty may get support at 19,469 followed by 19,431. In case of an upside, 19,593 can be a key resistance area followed by 19,631. US markets. The S&P 500 ended lower slightly on 14th of July, but all three major US stock indices posted solid weekly gains. Offsetting some of the declines, United Health Group stock rallied following its stronger-than-expected results. Shares of JP Morgan Chase rose 0.6% and Wells Fargo eased 0.3%, while the S&P 500 bank index fell 0.9%. Both major banks reported higher quarterly profits but said that they have set aside more money for expected losses from commercial real estate loans. The biggest drags on the benchmark index were energy sector down 2.8% and financials down 0.7%. For the week, the Dow was up 2.3%, the S&P 500 rose 2.4% and the Nasdaq advanced 3.3%. The S&P 500 now remains up 17% for the year to date. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets fell on Monday as investors look ahead to key economic data out of China, including gross domestic product figures for the second quarter and industrial output numbers for June. Last week, a Reuters poll said that China GDP is expected to grow 7.3% year-on-year. This is off a low base and recovery momentum is rapidly faltering, raising expectations that Beijing will have to roll out more stimulus measures soon. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index will see a delayed market open due to a warning issued for Typhoon Talim. The city's exchange said should the typhoon warning extend beyond 12 p.m. Hong Kong time, all trading sessions will be cancelled. Meanwhile, South Korea's Kospi dipped 0.43% ahead of the release of its trade figures for June. Elsewhere, Japan's markets are closed for a holiday, but more trade data will be released from Singapore and Indonesia. India's Forex Reserves. India's foreign exchange reserve jumped $1.2 billion to $596.28 billion in the week ended 7th of July. This is according to the data from Reserve Bank of India released on Friday. In the previous reporting week, the overall forex reserves increased $1.85 billion to $595.05 billion. In October 2021, the country's forex kitty had reached an all-time high of $645 billion. The reserves have been declining since then as the central bank deploys the kitty to defend the rupee amid pressures caused majorly by global developments. For the week ended 7th of July, the foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased $989 million to $528 billion, according to the weekly statistical supplement released by the RBI. DMart results. Avenue Supermarts, which operates the retail chain DMart, reported a consolidated net profit of 659 crore rupees for the first quarter of FY24, which was up only 2% from 642 crore in the year ago period. The company's consolidated net profit rose 43% from 460 crore rupees in the previous quarter. The company reported an 18.2% rise in consolidated revenue from operations at 11,865 crore rupees against 10,038 crore rupees a year ago. The company's low growth in bottom line is because of the slow discretionary demand which has been hurting its earnings over the previous few quarters. Weak discretionary demand means that general merchandise and apparel sales for Avenue Supermarts has not been growing. This is where Avenue Supermarts gets higher margins than the sale of food products. The company has also been adding larger format stores, which is why its sales per square feet has also been declining. This is again a key metric for retail chains. Crude price update. Oil prices dipped for a second session on Monday after Libya resumed production over the weekend, while China, the world's largest crude importer, is expected to release economic data showing that its post-pandemic recovery is fizzling out. Brent crude futures fell 57 points or 0.7% to $79.30 a barrel, while the US West Texas Intermediate was at $74.90 a barrel, down 52 cents or 0.7%. Stocks under F&O ban. The NSE has added RBL Bank to its F&O ban list for 17th of July while retaining Delta Corp, Hindustan Copper, India Bulls Housing Finance, Manappuram Finance and Punjab National Bank. Securities banned under the F&O segment include companies where derivative contracts have crossed 95% of market-wide position limit. Today we also have several important results coming out, which include HDFC Bank, LTI Mindtree, Tata Elxsi, Central Bank of India, CRISIL, Hathaway Cable and Datacom, Onward Technologies and Seacoast Shipping Services. This will be HDFC Bank's first results after the mega merger between HDFC Bank and HDFC. This will also be LTI Mindtree's first results as a Nifty 50 component. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Pankaj Pandey, Head of Retail Research at ICICI Securities. He talks to us about the rally in the mid-cap and small-cap space and also shares his top picks from the segment. Let's listen in.
So if you look at the price performance in the last 1 year, we've seen Nifty doing about 21% odd, whereas mid-caps and small-caps have done very well. So small-cap has delivered about 28% kind of a return. And mid-caps doing even better at 35%. Even in the last month of June, you've seen mid-caps doing about 6% odd, small-caps doing even better at 8% odd. So there is a clear outperformance what we see within the mid-cap and smaller-cap segment compared to Nifty or the top companies what we look at. Now, why is this happening is that India is experiencing one of the best macros unlike in the past. So be it earnings growth of 16.5% expected over the next 2-3 years, GDP growth rate continues to be very robust. GST collections month-wise has been very great. We are seeing inflows both from the FIs as well as the domestic inflows have been very robust. And typically when the economy experiences best macros or the macros are overall good, then I think that is the backdrop required for mid-caps and small-caps to do well. And our sense is that over the next 3-5 years, India will continue to experience good macros, and which is why mid caps and small caps appear a lot more brighter compared to large caps. And which is where we see that while we don't expect mid caps and small caps to sort of keep outperforming every month, every year basis, but on a 3-5 year basis, we do expect that the mid caps and small caps will continue to do well. Now, within mid-caps and small-caps, there are some segments which are looking a lot more brighter. So we have segments, say for example, infra as a segment is looking good, capital goods, hospitality, hotels, hospitals, then BFSI as a segment, auto ancillary companies, industrials, some PSUs in the mid-cap and small-cap side, along with some in the pharma side. So I think these are some of the pockets where we've been liking companies from a bottom-up approach perspective. To highlight some of our top picks, one is Kajaria Picks, Kajaria Ceramics. Now here our target price is 1680. Now this is the largest tile manufacturer in the country. Our sense is that tile growth could be 13-15% odd, which is what the company has been also sort of guiding for. So overall revenue growth could be 14% odd for this company. Now, the challenge with this company has been the gas prices. We all know that gas prices has been volatile, so that impacted margins earlier. But now our sense is that overall gas prices are going to be lower, and which is why company has guided for 14-16% kind of a margin. Over the next 2-3 years, we are taking 16-17% kind of a margin. And ROCs are again expected to improve from 17-18% to 25-26%. Kajaria Ceramics within the overall home building as a segment looks very attractive. Other topic is Mahindra Holiday Resorts. Now here our target price is 400 rupees. It's a well-known brand in the name of Club Mahindra. They've got about 2.8 lakh membership, about closer to 5,000 rooms. Now, good part is that overall, we would expect membership to sort of keep growing at 6.5% to 7% CAGR. And I think the company is quite gung-ho on the CAPEX side. So historically, they have added rooms, say, in the vicinity of, say, 220 plus rooms in the period, say, 2014 to 20. And subsequently, last 3 years, they have added at a pace of 372 room keys on a yearly basis. Now, that run rate is even going to be further higher. So 1,600 plus keys is what they are expecting to sort of do in the next 3-4 years. Especially this year, over 750 keys are expected to be added. The good part is that the overall occupancies have improved. Going forward, occupancies also are expected to remain at elevated levels of, say, 86 to 88 odd percent. And as a result of that, the resort income, which is a high margin income, will go up from, say, 20% of their overall revenues in FY22 to 27 odd percent. Overall, revenue growth is expected to be 13%, profit growth at 15%. So that is why it is looking good.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.